All right, here we are. Good morning, everybody. And I want to welcome you to the first devotional of the year. It's been close to a year that we began this effort, and I just want to thank you guys for remaining with us during this very special time. Our thought for today comes from George Eliot. He says, "Great things are not done by impulse, but by a series of small things put together." Think about it. There is an ancient Eastern Indian legend of a king who loved to play chess. The king so loved the game that whenever he had a visitor, he would challenge them to a game that he usually won. One day, a wise man who was traveling visited the kingdom, and the king asked him to play a game of chess. To entice him to play, the king offered to give the wise man whatever he wanted if he won. The man accepted the king's offer, and the king lost the game. So to honor his word, he asked the wise man what prize he would like. The wise man asked for one grain of rice to be placed on the first square of the chessboard, and then that it be doubled on each following square. The king thought it reasonable and ordered his servant to bring one bag of rice. The first grain of rice was placed on the first square, two grains of rice on the second square, four grains of rice on the third square, eight grains of rice on the fourth square, and so on. But it quickly became clear that the terms of the request were impossible to meet. By the time the 21st square was filled, the king had to give the wise man more than 1 million grains of rice. By the 31st square, the total would go to over 1 billion grains of rice. And there are 64 squares on the chessboard, and more than half of the chessboard was left to fill with rice. And there was no way that the king could pay his debt. My brothers and my sisters, we should never take for granted the insignificance of small things in life. I want to remind you that from small things, great things grow. I know you remember what Jesus said, "If you have faith as small as a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." I want you to grasp this in this meditation, and that is, if we manage small things with wisdom, the wisdom of God, nothing will be impossible. If we manage our small children with the wisdom of God, then they can become great men and women of God. If we manage the small amount of money with the wisdom of God, it can grow to an amazing amount that will not only bless you, but bless God's kingdom as well. I know that all of you are busy and have little time to spare, but if we manage our time with the wisdom of God, we can accomplish more than we ever realize. It's important that we seek God's wisdom for every decision we make, regardless of how small it seems to be. Jesus never used large amounts of anything to do great things, the great things he did. He calmed a raging sea and raised a man Lazarus from the grave with just a few words. He fed thousands with two fish and five loaves of bread. He recognized the woman who put her last penny in the offering tray and said that she gave more than all the others. I want you to always remember this, my sisters and brothers, that if we place the small things we have in the hand of God, our children, our money, our time, our talent, even our faith, then we will be able to one day look back and be amazed to see what God has done. Let's pray. God of all creation, the vastness of this world speaks to your greatness and the fullness of your glory. It's remarkable to see how great you are just by looking in nature. The expanse of this world and the universe It all began with just a few words. Let there be light. Oh, how great you are. We thank you for the open door of prayer that ushers us into your presence. We are truly grateful, God, that your love allows for persons such as we are to come before you to share our heart's concerns. What a great and loving God you are. Thank you for today. Thank you for ushering us into this new year. Yes, thank you for right now. Though it is a brief prayer, we believe that if prayed in faith, this prayer can bring forth great blessings in our lives. So God, we ask that you surprise us with your blessings, overwhelm us with your love, uphold us with your power, and give us the wisdom that it takes to take the small things you've given us and bring them and multiply them into a bounty of blessings that reveals your love and reflects your greatness. We love you. We trust you now and forever. Amen. This brings us to a close of another Monday morning devotional or meditation. But I want you to always remember, live each day in love with God. You guys be good. Look forward to seeing you on next time. Bye.
Thank you.